Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the meantime, we're going to talk some NFL. Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andy, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Bill, I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. So the overall picture of the NFL, in the power rankings, we see Packers near top five. Is that an accurate accounting of what the Packers have been able to accomplish this offseason?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they finished top four last year. They have probably the most talented quarterback in the NFL. They should be more stable on defense. We'll see about that. That's as good of a team as just about any in the league.
So with this offense, because I keep saying this, to me on paper, this is like a Ferrari ready to run out of the garage. Is that the way this is looked at?
Oh, boy. It has the driver for it, certainly, with Aaron Rodgers. You never quite know what you're going to get with that offense because Rodgers is such an unconventional quarterback, and you do get bouts of inconsistency inherently with that. But the ups are so high up that it compensates, more than compensates. So that's a team that scares everybody just because of who's at QB and how he extends plays and how he can play in and out of structure. It's probably not as good of an offensive line as a year ago. They do have a lot of movable chess pieces, though, weapons-wise in the passing game, guys that can line up anywhere in the formation. So they should be able to get what they want just through game planning. The question is always, how much will Rodgers execute the game plan and how much will he do his own thing? And which one scares teams more?
Right, exactly. I guess with what they can run out there with two tight end sets, obviously they've got a good wide receiving core. Now you believe at least you have a solid trio, even though they kept four, a solid trio of running backs. Offensively, I guess the only question is whether or not Brian Bulaga plays, and if he doesn't play, can that offensive line continue to protect Aaron Rodgers? Because that's the number one key for this season.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And keep in mind, teams don't attack Rodgers quite as much. They don't see as many blitzes. They don't see as many exotic pass rushes because defenses are so concerned about keeping Rodgers in the pocket. So that's always going to help your offensive line. You could even argue, for that reason alone, Ted Thompson doesn't need to spend first or second round picks on offensive tackles anymore. He can get by with mid-round guys and invest more in the defense. Just because when you have Aaron Rodgers, you inherently get simpler pass rushes because teams are cautious against Rodgers.
Defensively speaking, with some of the pickups that they have made here in recent times, Ahmad Brooks obviously being that key piece, do you think they've done enough defensively to really support what the offense should be able to accomplish?
Well, yeah, I think so. It really comes down to the cornerbacks. Ahmad Brooks has had a nice career. He was invisible on film in San Francisco last year. That's why he's not back there. And so at best, he is a reduced version of Nick Perry, and maybe he rotates in, and that's the role he has. What matters is, are those cornerbacks performing in one-on-one coverage? Because if they are, if Dom Capers, that defensive coordinator, is confident in that, then he's going to run the full gamut of blitzes that he has. And he's an interior blitz guy. He doesn't come off the edge as much. He'll bring a cornerback off the edge, but his A-list pass rushers, Clay Matthews, Perry even, but especially Matthews, he wants to blitz those guys inside. And he's only comfortable doing that if he believes his corners can win one-on-one outside. So that will decide how the defense plays this season.
Talking with Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB. So with the Patriots kicking things off tonight, the Packers, obviously, we feel is probably a 11, 12, 13 win type of team. What are some of the other teams that are out there that you believe that could dethrone the New England Patriots?
I think Pittsburgh's the most talented all-around team in the AFC. I don't think that means they're better than New England. You have to also look at how the talent's put together and then just the whole picture and everything taken into consideration. But in terms of explosiveness, Pittsburgh is probably a tad above New England in terms of potential there. The other team, Bill, that I would have in the discussion, I don't know about dethroning the Patriots, and we're not going to have to find out unless it goes all the way to Super Bowl 52. But I think Minnesota's the biggest threat to Green Bay in the NFC. I think those two teams potentially could be neck and neck. That's who I have going to the championship anyway.
When the Julian Edelman thing happened, it seemed like people said, no big deal. They're just going to keep on moving on. How big of a deal is it to lose Julian Edelman?
I used to think kind of like that, oh, no big deal. He's basically Cole Beasley who gets to play with Tom Brady, and you can find another one of him. But when he went out towards the end of the season a few years ago, that was a totally different looking offense without him. He's not just a slot receiver anymore. He does move around. He is a good intermediate route runner. He is a big part of their return game and their misdirection game, their screen game, their end arounds. He gives that offense a lot of dimension that not many guys can offer. Now, having said that, a few years ago, they were a completely horizontal passing offense. They dinked and they dunked, and that's how they moved the ball. And I don't think they're going to play that way this year. They traded for Brandon Cooks. And then the move to go out and acquire Philip Dorsett from the Colts. He's been a disappointment as a former first-round wide receiver, but he's a speedster. He's a vertical threat. So now that's two new vertical receivers. Plus, Gronkowski is back. He's a vertical seam route runner. And Chris Hogan was one of the best downfield receivers in the league last year when the plays were designed that way. I don't know if he's a talent that you just line up outside and have him win one-on-one, but they don't need that from him. They have Brandon Cooks for that. So they have four big-time, potentially, when you put them all together, potentially big-time vertical weapons now. It's a totally different offensive approach if they go that way than what we've seen in past years. And if they do, and I think they will, then the Julian Edelman injury is a little – the impact of it gets reduced a little bit because it'll be a different style of offense. Having said that, Bill, though, great players are hard to – you don't replace great players. And I think Julian Edelman is a great player.
How much do you think Le'Veon Bell is going to be that guy? Because for the fact that he does come back and back in the fold, but we've seen this before where guys hold out. They come back. They either end up injured or they're just not effective, even great players, because they just don't get that work in. How much is that going to affect the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, Bell's done it before. I mean, Bell's been suspended multiple times before, so he's used to missing the first part of the season and coming in late. I mean, I'm not trying to be cheeky here. You know, that's the reality. I think he'll be just fine. But durability is the one concern with him, and it's the only concern. They're good enough to survive his absence, believe it or not, just because of the weapons they have in the passing game and the fact that Roethlisberger has become – such a smart, cerebral quarterback at this point in his career. Can you believe that? They have the best running back in the NFL, best all-around offensive player, and I think they're good enough to survive his absence if they have to do that. And they don't have to do that. He's there now.
The matchup this weekend for the Packers is Seattle Seahawks. Now, I've been saying all along where people are saying, well, it's the return of Eddie Lacy, and they're right, okay? It's great to hype that. I don't think Eddie Lacy sees the ball more than maybe 6 to 10, maybe 12 times maximum in this ballgame. Do you see him getting just the brunt of handoffs?
I'm really eager to see how they rotate and use their running backs in Seattle this year. I have always been perplexed by Lacy because he's not very dynamic in a lot of ways. He's not quick, obviously. He's not fast. He's not elusive, and yet he does make people miss every now and then, and he's hard to tackle. And how do you evaluate that? What do you value in a running back? I think stylistically, he can fit their offense. He can turn a 2-yard run into a 4-yard run, kind of like Marshawn Lynch used to do. But Marshawn Lynch could also turn those 2-yard runs into 40-yard runs. And I don't think that's Lacy's ability. So what does Seattle want with Lacy? What do they see him as? He could be, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season he's the number 3 running back because he's so much less explosive than the other guys they have there. But, yeah, 10, 12 touches this week, I think that's entirely possible for week one.
While the defense, we know, is still, you know, with the names that they have, still should be top-notch, offensively, that offensive line, have they done enough to really give Russell Wilson the support that he needs?
Well, they've done it. They've tried. They've drafted. I mean, they have, I believe, 4 guys now who have been taken in the top 3 rounds sometime in the last 3 to 4 years. They have a bunch of young, high drafted players. So they're trying. They brought in some veterans here and there to plug holes. It just hasn't clicked yet. And it needs to click. Now, Russell Wilson can compensate a little bit for a bad offensive line. He's a good stand-lock quarterback, but you're not going to be a consistent offense that way, especially when you have a quarterback who lacks height because he can't throw from the pocket with bodies in his face. He can't see over those guys. So he is more dependent on his own line than a guy like Rodgers, for example. And if they don't get that figured out, it's going to continue to be a week-to-week offense. Some weeks, Seattle looks brilliant on offense. Other weeks, they look like a Division II college program. So if the offensive line stabilizes, they'll be stable. If it doesn't, it's a week-to-week offense still.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, how do you see this whole Zeke Elliott thing playing out?
Oh, that gets into the legal and the political side of the NFL, and that I really don't know a whole lot about. My sense is it's going to wind up being six games. It's just a matter of when those six games occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really goofy scenario right now for what's going on there. Good stuff as always, Andy. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the line, okay?
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, pal, appreciate it. There you go. Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.